So the learning today should be a ilui nishmas, our dear chaver, who loved Shavuos and loved the Kabbalah Satira, Rav Chaim Elazar ben Rav Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Rav Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus, for Fu Shlema, for Chaim Moshe Shuv, and Malka Chaim Deva ben Rachel, and Chanalei Abbas Shendo Rachel. And it should be a schus for all those in Amakam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael, including Israel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlemai ben Ristek, who are currently serving. So I figured rather than start a topic, which we won't be able to finish anyway, I jumped ahead to Ayin, which is not in the art scroll that we have, but Ayin under Atzeres, which we can cover in one day, is what the Pelioid says on Shavuos. So let me start, and you'll follow along without looking in your Sefer. So he starts like this. He says, Atzeres, hu cha kadosh b'oy. The Yontif HaShavuos is a very holy holiday. Asher b'oy kiddushanu Hashem yisbarach b'sirasso mitzvayisav. Hashem sanctified us with his Torah and with his mitzvahs. U'bachrabanu mikalo amim. He chose us from all the other nations. Aliyah yisloi la'am segula, to be a nation for him. V'ilav ha'yoyma de kagaram. If not for the benefits that we get out of this day, it would have caused that kistayim haginu la'amayra daminu, that we would have been sedayim and amayra. Essentially, what he's saying is that without Torah, a person's natural tendencies are going to lead him down a bad path. And so you need the guidance of Torah to sort of keep you in check. B'chuko shamayim v'aretz lo niskaimu, you would not have fulfilled your obligations in this world. Ba'ayfen, and therefore, it's in such a way that you should celebrate. So what are you celebrating? You're going to ask yourself, what am I celebrating? Okay, it's Yontif, I'm off from work. What am I celebrating? Cheesecake? No, what you're celebrating is the fact that you are not running wild and just a slave to your taivas. Like, you look at people who are the filthiest of the filth, they are just running after taivas, whatever taiva they can have. And it only lasts momentarily, and then you fall down. So you return back to drugs, or to women, or to alcohol, or to gambling, whatever your addiction is. You can. What are you thankful for? That I'm not. I don't have a gambling addiction. I don't have an alcohol addiction. I don't have a porn addiction. You know, all the things that people in the world who don't have Torah are running after. The Torah protects you, and even if, God forbid, someone is struggling with one of these things, but you have your blue book, your white book. You have your way out, which is just to encircle yourself in Torah. And that's what we are rejoicing. The Avshah Shalai L'smayach, it's impossible not to rejoice. Ki Tayvlanu Tayvas HaTorah V'Amitzvos Mikol Tayvas Oylam Hazeh Mikol Chai Olam Haba. And you also thank Hashem. You know we're celebrating? Hashem, I won the lottery, which we talked about before. I didn't win the physical lottery, but I won the real lottery, the one that matters, which is that you picked me to be a minority on this world, but yet be one of those people that was chosen to be born and to recognize that Judaism is the correct religion in the world. And so that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating that we're not Yoshvei Kronos, we're not running around, but we're also celebrating that we won the lottery. Okriyas HaTorah B'Leil HaTzeres, reading the Torah on the night of Shavuos, B'Seder Misakim Rabbeinu HaRizal, so doing Tikkun Leil Shavuos, he niflois va'ois ha'roshim l'mayli. He says it's wondrous, and it makes a mark in Shemayim. So he's talking now about saying lel seder shavuos. K'shutin el hashchina ashrei yilud ishish shezaka l'kach hashem melech ha'olam oyim v'noira. I'm just going to read it. It's a lot of praises about someone who's zaychet to do this. He says melech gadol asher l'gdulas ha'encheker, the great God who his greatness has no end. Him shilu b'masi yadav, rules over us with his hands. V'roichiv shemayim be'azra v'yisrael oisachayil v'moisav kach v'pamal yishtal maya. Al zois for this yagol Yaakov yismach Yisrael, you should rejoice ba'oisav yalzu chasidu mechabad yiyu rak asukim b'seder alimut kol ha'layla. And essentially, you should recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, you should be learning all night. Al dami lohem, don't be quiet. B'safa berura, with a clear speech. B'yira, with fear. V'yava, with love. V'simcha rabba, great joy. Yosef, Yosef, v'maitzi shalom rav. As more than if you won the physical lottery, won a lot of money. B'saslev, when you place your heart, manaseh v'ashamayim imal al yodenu, what Shemayim has given us, and what we are zeichet to reach. Okay, so a little bit esoteric, a little bit beyond our comprehension, but basically saying learning tonight does tremendous things in Shemayim. Very hard for us to understand exactly what it does. At the very least, if you don't want to listen to speeches and you don't want to open a Gemara, so at the very least, Leil Shavuos, he says, Tikkun Leil Shavuos has an impact in Shemayim. I was just talking with someone in my office who says that he looks forward to it every year because if you've ever opened it, if you've ever seen it, you literally run through Tanakh and then Mishnayos and then Gemara and then Halacha, and it's just the gamut. It takes about 3.5, 4 hours to do. I know Shia, we need to embarrass Shia, but he's not on. I know Shia says it Shavuos night, and it's just it's interesting just to see you. Someone who does this, his reward is with him. He tells you what some of the school what some of the schoolers that come about learning the night of Shavuos. He says, Banai smiche, b'chaye yarike, long life, umazani revike. They have a lot of sustenance. K'moshe kasa b'zayir HaKadosh. Ulefi gadol haschar. Shemimenu noida sh'oysa nachas ruach gadol l'mayla. And he says, you're bringing nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi b'koyach yigvar ish. With this, a person should strengthen himself. L'ha'avir shena me'enav. To remove tiredness from your eyes. V'liyos erech kol ha'layla. And to stay awake all night. Obelvad, so hold on a second. For those of you who aren't staying awake all night, don't be nervous yet. He's going to actually justify your position. He says, "Obelvad shelo yehi yoshevu batel oy medaber dvarim b'telem." He says, "Don't sit around just for the sake of being awake and start, having random conversations or just wailing away your time." Oy asurim, doing something that's asur. He says, "Im hamala asham bepiv," with the smokers. Don't hang outside with the smokers on Shavuos night. Ki oisa eila, someone who does this, hashena hanal lahem banal oilam, better that they would have gone to sleep. Very, very nice way of putting it. So better that they go to sleep. It would be better for them and better for the world. Avol avdei Hashem oim demeves Hashem. Those who serve Hashem, who stand in the house of Hashem, balayla zeh. Hashem, should be learning all night without a hafzik. Now, we are human beings in 2024 who have ADD, pretty much all of us. And so it's not, it doesn't mean literally that you should be learning without a hafzik. It's not possible. But what it means is that, yes, you have to take a break and go downstairs. But when there's a shiur going on, you should partake in the shiur. And if you're done, if you're checked out for the night, then Eda Hanami, you should go home. And he'll even say that if it's going to help you davening, which we'll get to in a second, then certainly you should not be staying up all night if you can't daven properly. But the point is that this is a very important night, and we should look at it, as we'll see in a minute, like Yom Kippur, because there is a kapara for a lot of things, which he'll say in a second. But the point is, it's a very, very important night, and it shouldn't be something that we look at with Kalas Reish. Yes, you can enjoy yourself, but there's also a importance to the night. There's a solemnness to the night, and it should be utilized properly. And if you reach a point where you're not, then you should take a time out and either potentially go to sleep or just reset yourself. He says, "Lufum tzara agra," according to the effort, will be the reward. And he says it's a tikkun tonight. Staying awake tonight, again, to the extent that you can stay awake, is a tikkun gadol lepegam ha'ra'os, for the pegam of looking. When you looked at things that were asur on the internet, on the street, in magazines, you looked at, you read apikarsis, so you looked at pictures of women. He says, and it's a tikkun for averus of night, right? Zera levatala, bittul taira, things that happen at the night. Where amel v'kas, he says, when you stayed awake during the year, and you looked at inappropriate things, or you did inappropriate things, and you angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a tikkun one night a year, and it's not Yom Kippur, and it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's tonight, to do a tikkun and a kapara for all the other nights when you stayed awake doing inappropriate things. So we should have in mind, when we come to learn tonight, we should stop for a second and say that I want this to be a kapara for all the nights, Hashem, when I stayed awake and I did inappropriate things. It says, okay, now to be matzdik, those of you who are not able to stay awake the whole night and go to sleep so that you can daven properly. He says, it depends on the person. You have to be able to be awake at the time when you're davening Shemone Esrei and Shema. If you can't get up or you can't stay awake, right? In other words, if you're going to stay awake all night and now when you're davening Besikin, he says you're going to be misnamnim, right? You're going to be dozing off. Yoisa toif shianuach mapalayla. Better that you go to sleep for a little bit. Ayishkav kol alayla, even to sleep the whole night. Below yikra kriya shma tefila kishum namnim. Don't say kriya shma tefila while you're dozing off. Now, a person should really push himself. If on a regular a night, you are able to stay awake until 11:30, 12. Then even though they didn't start learning in shul, learn at home, but learn something. Don't just talk to yourself, but don't stay awake. If you won't be able to daven like a mensch unless you get 6 hours of sleep, then he says, then daven like a mensch. Okay, here already he's talking. I don't know that most of us this applies to, but he says to tevel in a mikvah in the morning. Okay, so before Kabbalah Satayra, to tevel in a mikvah, after davening, you should eat fattening foods and drink sweet things. If you according to your ability, in honor of the day, everyone agrees that there has to be an Indian of lechem, right? It's yantif, so there's chatzi lechem and chatzi lashem, and part of lechem means that you have basar and yayin, and you should have a nice kiddush, and you should eat nice food and drink fancy wines. That's part of the mitzvah of yantif. Okay, and after you enjoy yourself, reset yourself and go back to daf yomi. We'll go learn in the afternoon. Ki chaviva taira ubiprat v'shaisa b'yom nisinasa. Says taira is very dear, and especially on the day when it was given. Umat toiv davar beitai, how good something is at the right time. L'shpach nafsha b'yom ma'ela b'zman hazeh shi'iska hu banav l'kisra shal taira l'mod l'amin l'shmar b'la'asais. Says, and it gives us a bracha that if we utilize the yantif of shuas properly, it will be a schus for us and our children to be zeichet to the keser of taira, to learn it, to teach it, to guard it, and to perform it. So a bracha to all of you. Utilize your shavuos properly tonight. Set your intentions before you get to shul, that you're not there to waste time. You're there to, yes, you can, again, enjoy yourself. The Rav's going to give a very nice shir in shul for those who are in shul. It'll be enjoyable shir. It'll be back and forth. It doesn't mean you're sitting there, you know, like you're attending a funeral, God forbid. But it means that you're not joking around and you're not having a good time and you're not outside. And, you know, you take a break, but you catch yourself. And if you find that you're totally checked out and you just need a break, don't hang out another 2 hours till Vesikin. Rather go to sleep, like he says, and wake up and daven properly the next day. But it should be utilized for us. It should be uplifting yanta for us. It should be a chakash of a samach to all of you. And we should be zeichet to the keser of Torah for us, for our children, for the entire Gans Klai Yisrael. We should see the geula meir v'yameinu. Have a good yantif, everybody.